now listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. So many things going on in America and the world. And I think you could safely say, prudently say, that we are in the last days. However long or short that time period is, only the Lord knows for sure. So the challenge for me and the challenge for you is, Dr. Francis Schaeffer, the great theologian who had an enormous influence on my life, because he was an intellectual, he knew history, philosophy, but he was also a Bible-believing Christian. He believed in the absolute authority of God's word in every area of life, not just the, quote, spiritual areas. And one of his most famous books that he wrote decades ago was called How Should We Then Live? And How Should We Then Live took off in the Christian community because essentially it attempted to answer the big question. We know we're in a post-Christian culture. We know America and the world is increasingly turning into a pagan culture. We know that the signs of the times are playing out, although he never delved into that area specifically. He knew that the time period that we were going to live in, including, he wrote his book about 45 years ago easily, but what he wrote could have been written yesterday, and he foresaw very clearly what was coming, especially the animosity and the hostility of a secular transhumanist culture that has enormous hostility towards true Christians and biblical truths and wages a kind of endless spiritual warfare against them and us. So he wrote the book, How Should We Then Live? In an attempt to answer the question, how do we live? How should we then live in a post-Christian culture, in a cult, in an America that once was Christian? When Schaeffer was a boy, America was essentially a Christian nation. By the time he was in a mid-year adult, whatever that is, America had become, because of the seeds of unbelief planted in it, specifically in the Christian church. See, he examined the seeds of unbelief, theological unbelief that were being sown in the Christian church by liberal theological Christians who 50 years ago, 55 years ago, Schaeffer said, the liberal theological Christians are exactly the same as the secular humanists or the transhumanists. It's just that liberal Christian, liberal theological Christians just hide what they really believe by using Christian-sounding words, Christian-sounding doctrine. But when you get right down to the heart of it, the liberal theological secular humanist Christians are really, in all practical purposes, secular humanists, transhumanists that do not believe in the God of the Bible. They're just pretending to, for a period in time. So again, he raises this question, how should we then live? Given all these things, given the turbulence that he believed would come, and by the way, you and I are living in the turbulence that he predicted in great detail from a very educated, documented understanding of history and contemporary society. Schaeffer was able to map out with great, great clarity exactly and precisely what it would be like to live in a post-Christian America. And starting with the 70s, America began to enter full force into what could be called a post-Christian America. So that question still is even more important now than it was when Schaeffer first raised it, because as you know from listening to the Paul McGuire Report or whatever else you listen to, or watch, we are in a time like no other time. And this time, like no other time that we live in, is being primarily driven by advanced new sciences and technologies in the area of transhumanism, in the area of artificial intelligence, genetic engineering, advanced organizational theories when implemented, dehumanize man, oppress man, and we see visibly nations that in the last, again, 70 years or whatever, nations like communist China that are hardcore communist nations that have oppressed their people, and the outplay of communist nations and communism and Marxism is always 100% of the time it will take the people who embrace it into now a digital totalitarianism, an electronic dictatorship that is horrific beyond any scope of the imagination, the outplaying of genetic engineering, which is horrific beyond any scope of the imagination, and a complete societal restructuring based on totally soulless Luciferian sciences and technology that, in the words of the Luciferian elite and the trillionaire class and the trillionaire corporations that rule the world, they are attempting to bring in their great reset. The great reset will be, without exception, with not even one microscopic amount of potential deterrence. In other words, we are now arriving. It's like when you're flying in a commercial jet and you're starting the plane, the jet is starting to get near the airport that of the city you're going to land in. So whether it's Dallas, Texas, or LAX, Los Angeles, or it's JF Kennedy Airport in New York or Paris or wherever it is, you hear the announcement, you know, please get back in your seats, say, buckle your safety belts. The attendants are going to come by one last time to pick up any, you know, unused cups or plastic cups or plates or whatever. You've been in the jet as it circles the airport in a great city before landing. So you know the routine. Well, you could take that, use it as a parable, and just imagine for a moment we're not flying in a jet that's going to land in LAX or Dallas or JFK or any number of airports. We're in a jet. The pilot has made the announcement that we're going to be landing soon. We're supposed to buckle into our seats. And yet now the destination that we are going to land in is not like New York City airport of the past or past cultures. We are going to touch down and land in a few moments, in a few minutes, however you want to put it together. We're going to land in a few minutes into a kind of proverbial future. And that future is the society, the airport, the runway we're going to land in, and we're going to depart from the plane in this airport, for the sake of our analogy, is a futuristic airport. So we're landing in the future, except when the minute we stand up, the minute we start exiting the plane, the jet, the minute we start to travel to our various, let's call them micro destinations, like specific places we intend to go to, as we're going through that process, if you've been alive at all for any period of time, you will notice with your perception that the world you are now entering as you depart from the jet is a completely new world. It is the great reset. The great reset has now manifested before your very eyes. You're living in the great reset. And so it becomes very apparent to you very quickly, if you can remember the past when freedom was the norm. If a lot of people are so young, they can never remember a past where freedom was still at play, where the laws still protected the average citizen. They have no memory of America as a place of freedom, and the European Union and many other places too. The mass populations, depending upon the age category in which they were born in, no longer have a living and working memory of what it was like to live in a free America or a relatively free Europe. So now you depart from the plane and you walk into the world, which is, for most people, it's their new normal. It's all they've ever known. Therefore, it's their normal. It's their new normal. They have from childhood lived in the world of the Great Reset, which is simply a fancy word that the globalist elite, the Luciferian elite, have used to disguise the fact that the world that they have created is not really the New World Order, even though it really is the New World Order from top to bottom. They have hidden that by calling it the Great Reset. And so you are now entering and you are now living in the world of a digital dictatorship through the total wireless control of all of mankind and all societies. And so this is your new normal. That's all you know. So you don't question a whole lot of it. It's your new normal. And the world that you live in America is precisely the same world that they lived in hardcore communist Marxist China during the 1970s, the 1980s, the 1990s, 2000, and beyond the year 2000. Communist China created, with American technology, American money, and American know-how, Communist China created the most horrific, the most oppressive electronic digital dictatorship system ever erected in the history of mankind. And so the technology, the hundreds of thousands of surveillance cameras, the entire social credit card score system, which keeps a running tabulated digital score of your performance, good or bad, in their eyes, and everything you do that you know cheers on the communist society, you rack up favorable points digitally, and they'll show up superimposed on a digital surveillance camera, which will zoom in on your face without you knowing it, and then the secret police are in some room, or just an artificial intelligent computer is in some room monitoring you. And superimposed over your body and the street background of Communist China, you see a digital numerical score either getting higher or lower. And that tells the communist elite, the communist bosses, whether you're going in the right direction or in the wrong direction. And then, as a consequence, there are extremely severe penalties for the average communist Chinese citizen and worker. If you start to rack up certain negative digital scores, like let's say you're caught in front of a camera and you litter, or you the camera audio picks up you muttering a curse to the Prime Minister of China, or you start to denounce Communist China under your breath and the camera picks it up, well, your negative scores are going to go through the roof. And then, depending upon whether you're generating negative or positive digital scores, that determines the entire quality of your life. It either opens doors for you or it closes doors for you. And it's horrible beyond belief, because if you start to rack up negative scoring as these cameras are conducting electronic surveillance and artificial intelligent analysis of your behavior, your speech, and your thinking, and you start to rack up negative points, you could easily be sent to a prison. You could be evicted from your apartment, evicted from your house. Your credit score could be completely trashed, so you are powerless. You could be sent to a prison, and your punishment is not only prison time, but your punishment is that the communist government can raid or seize your internal organs at will to sell at phenomenally high prices all over the world that would keep Westerners or Americans alive. So They will operate on you in barbaric fashion, and they'll remove your kidneys or remove a kidney and then sell it for an astronomical price on the open market. And then that kidney will be surgically implanted into an American citizen. And there's a thriving black market for body parts, eyeballs, just you name the body part, and they can seize it brutally from a prisoner in a jail whose score started to go bad. They can seize the body part from a prisoner, and then they take the body part and they surgically remove it from the prisoner, and his or her only crime may have been they were worshiping the Lord out loud, or a camera happened to catch them having a Bible study, or they happened to be attending a Bible-believing church where the Bible was being preached. That's their only crime. And for the crime of reading the Bible or worshiping the Christian God, they're sent to prison where they rot in a cell. And when an American or European or whoever somewhere across the world needs an organ to stay alive, they will open the prison door and surgically remove that organ from the prisoner, and it will be implanted in an American citizen or somebody somewhere across the world. It's really horrible beyond belief. Now, notice that you hear almost zero reporting about this in the media. Why? Because the American media is controlled by just three globalist trillionaire corporations. BlackRock being the biggest one, Vanguard being the number two biggest one, and the number three biggest one is called State Street. Those three companies own the entire stock market. They own the entire financial system, banking system, investment system, financial system. They own the whole enchilada. They own everything. And so they do not allow any American news media organization, of which they own and control all of them, they do not allow any news reportage of the selling of body organs and body parts on the market, and the cruelty and the horror and the Nazi-like nature of the entire thing. It's like it's non-existent. It's like it never happened, but it is happening right now. Now, back to Schaefer's statement, how should we then live? So in light of all this, what is our responsibility before the biblical God, the infinite personal living God of the universe? What is our responsibility before God in light of all these things? And then how do we practically survive? How do we live? How do we continue to walk with God? How do we continue to shine the light of Christ? And how do we continue to function as authentic and effective Bible-believing Christians? So the question Schaefer asks, it's like we're in an echo chamber, and that question is being asked to us in our generation by God. How should we then live? So I began to become aware of all this because God called me. I believe, and I don't mean this flippantly, but I believe that God supernaturally called me and gave me a supernatural ability to conduct research that yields a high level of an accurate investigation of the truth, and where God has given me the ability and the talent to expose the hidden works of darkness and to discover and uncover things that most other people can't. There are a certain percentage who can, and they're doing it, but we remain a relatively percentage-wise, a small percentage of those that are Christians. We are the ones, and you are the ones, we are the ones collectively that are the discoverers and proclaimers of truth. Why? Because it's what God has called us to do. That's how you shine the light of Jesus Christ. That's how you shine the light of the truth. So I remember this whole process of waking up. And many of you know exactly what I'm talking about, because you, in your lifetime, you went through the same painful waking up process that I went through. God was working on you, wherever you live in the world or America, God was working on me. We didn't necessarily know each other, but God today has joined us sovereignly in the power of the Holy Spirit to be watchmen on the wall, to blow the trumpet of truth, because it is the truth, only the truth, that sets you free. So you began a pilgrimage, as I did, in response to the call of God. There was something, you know what I'm talking about, because what I'm saying now with my words verbally is causing your inner man or your inner woman to resonate with the actual frequency of truth. Everything in our physical domain world, everything is the product of a specific numerical electromagnetic frequency that resonates at a specific numerical frequency. So truth and all forms of truth resonate at a specific frequency, the frequency of truth. Conversely, all lies, all deception, all apathy, all attempts to cover things up resonate at a dark frequency, at a death-like frequency. And that represents the frequency of suppression, the frequency of denial, the secrecy of the spirit of Antichrist. So wherever you grew up and wherever I grew up, God gave us similar calls. That's why you listen to the Paul McGuire Report. You're not listening to the Paul McGuire Report for just some crazy reason. You were supernaturally drawn in a sane, intelligent, rational, logical, and yet spiritual way. You were supernaturally drawn to my voice and to this program, because the content that we download into your life and the lives of others, that happens through your obedience to faithfully spread the word of what we're sharing, that whole dynamic is a product of the work of the Holy Spirit. So we're fellow travelers in the dimension of truth, whether we know each other or not. And so it's not an accident that you hooked up with me. Some of you have been following me for 40 years or more. Some, it's relatively new. It's not an accident. The Spirit of God in you, the Holy Spirit of God in you, is resonating with the Holy Spirit of God within me. And I can conceptualize and imagine that your journey oftentimes has been very painful, as mine has. And I'm not complaining about it, and I don't think you're complaining about it. Because I know that you, this is where God is bonding us supernaturally and on a multidimensional level. We're not complaining because I know and you know that whatever pain or rejection or persecution or mockery or laughter that we may have encountered in our spiritual quest and spiritual mission and spiritual journey, whatever adversity we may have encountered, is nothing. It's nothing in comparison to the imparted joy of the Lord, to knowing the truth, and then because we chose to know the truth and not reject the truth, because we chose to know the truth, the shackles, the chains, the bondages have been broken by the Spirit of the Lord, which is the Spirit of liberty. And so when your chains have been broken by the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of liberty, the direct consequence of that is you begin to experience the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. You begin to experience a supernatural rejoicing, which supernaturally imparts into your inner man or woman a supernatural joy produced by the Holy Spirit, which is immediately transcendent of any earthly emotion or any earthly philosophical oppression or whatever. All that is detonated by the dunamis dynamite power of God. It's blown away by the power of God so that you can spread the gospel. So you and I have been, here's the thrilling thing. Think about this. You're listening to me now all over the world. You pray for me. You respond to the Lord with your donations and contributions. I'm thankful for every gift that comes through to this ministry because it enables us to move forward. And a gentleman responded to the move of God over this program just a couple of days ago. And I know he gave a financial gift that was generous, and I'm sure very sacrificial on his part, but I know why he gave it. He sensed the authentic touch of the Holy Spirit on his heart, and the authentic touch of the Holy Spirit on his heart was calling him to take a stand with us in ministering the truth and setting people free in America and around the world before it was too late. And so he did not surrender to his doubts. He surrendered in faith to obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he gave generously. And I know that the Lord is going to bless him generously, because whether you like it or not, or whether I like it or not, God has established the divine law of sowing and reaping. And dependent upon whether or not we obey the Lord and give financially or donate financially as he calls us to whatever degree we obey the Lord specifically in terms of our giving, is to whatever degree the Lord will bring a financial and material and spiritual harvest back into our lives. So you see, God has networked us in the invisible realm to partner together in the last days. And that's thrilling. It's thrilling. It produces an elation. It produces a joy. It produces and releases a healing power that's indescribable. Now, in a moment, I want to come back and I want to share some of the details of what the Lord has always supernaturally blessed my research. I can't tell you how many times I'll go into a particular area of research and people all around me will read it and come up with nothing. And I will read I'll do a deep dive in the area of research. And I'll come out of the deep dive of research with all these treasures, these mind-blowing treasures of truth that open up doors for God's people, that give us the equipment we need to be overcomers in the last days. And it's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing. So God brought us together sometimes without us ever meeting physically. But you know how sometimes you meet somebody somewhere, and I'm not talking about some human romantic or some passing emotional thing that happens to you, but you'll meet somebody somewhere and you'll just, using discernment, you'll just understand that you're traveling on the same biblical truth bandwagon that they are. And that when you start to enter into a conversation, you discover to your surprise that you're traveling on the same passageway in the invisible realm, because you have, whether you know it or not initially, you have similar assignments from Almighty God. Okay, this is Paul McGuire. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. Visit paulmcguire.us. Grab the books at a discount. And I promise you a super powerful, entertaining, fast-moving download that will detonate the fog and bring about a revitalization and a supernatural understanding of history, philosophy, science. You will discover from my books that they're fast-moving, hard-hitting books that will blow open the doors of truth for you. So, for example, I talked to you about the strange growth of communist China. And I wrote about that not only in my book, The Day the Dollar Died, but I wrote about it in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, where, using a New York Times Magazine source, I document and I research all about Rockefeller and the Rockefeller family, and how Rockefeller visits communist China along with not only ex-president Jimmy Carter, Henry Kissinger, Brzezinski, and others. I read about how Rockefeller is meeting with Chairman Mao, the communist dictator of China. And I tell the whole story of this that the media never tells you in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. And in this book, the greatest resource I had, Rolling Stone magazine, a rock and roll magazine, but it often hires Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists to write high-level research commentaries and editorials. So they gave Rockefeller a juicy, full-page, like near the front page, editorial space to write, to give Rockefeller an opportunity to give a glowing and praising report of communist China. And he knows, Rockefeller knows full well that communist China was built on the blood and the slaughter of hundreds of millions of people in communist China who were systematically starved to death, shot to death, and became prisoners of the communist Chinese revolution. And Rockefeller was fully aware of it, and it was not a pretty thing at all. So Rockefeller says in this editorial in the New York Times, he says that communist China is an example of what every future nation should look like, and that America and the Western nations should look far more like communist China than they look like today, you know, capitalist nations. In other words, he perceived communist China as superior in every way to capitalists, the capitalist system in America. Now, this is an abomination, what Rockefeller is saying, because communist China was established in a virtual bloodbath of totalitarianism and brutality. It was horrific what they did. The countless millions of people were killed, and yet Rockefeller is praising this. Now, what this does, and you've got to really lock into this, this is not the idle words of some raving madman. These are the quotes. I quote one of the most powerful men and most powerful families on planet Earth, a super trillionaire man, Rockefeller, the super trillionaire family, the Rockefeller family, who financed the communist revolution, who brings his key leaders to communist China, who openly praises communist China as the ideal nation or the ideal state of the future, despite its brutality, the total stripping of the people of all of their freedoms, the fact that they send people into prison camps and sell their body parts to Westerners all over the world, and they have a social credit score system using artificial intelligence, which is literally a digital slave system of unbearable cruelty. Yet you would never know that because the globalist elite, State Street, BlackRock, Vanguard, they hide all of this because they're part of this behind-the-scenes communist and capitalist, the super elite. Yeah, they call themselves capitalists, but that's just a facade. They're not really capitalists. What they really are is totalitarians pretending to be capitalists. And so you've got to know their game plan because they are rolling out their game plan right now in America and the European Union via the global reset. They are rolling out their game plan with a viciousness never known before in human society. It is beyond the scope of the imagination. So I encourage you to read my books because in a fast-moving, documented, credible way, I expose these hidden works of darkness to you, and nobody has ever challenged my claims because all of my claims are based on factual documentation. They're not based on flights of a delusionary imagination. They are an exposure of what's really happening on planet Earth. And this mentality of a communist social credit card system is now sweeping planet Earth at a hyper speed, previously unknown to mankind. All right, this is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. I have great discounts on my books. You need to go to paulmcguire.us. You need to help us spread the word. You need to take a stand for us and help defeat the rigging system. Because I speak so much truth, I'm attacked, I'm rigged. Algorithms, artificial intelligence, you name it, they are constantly waging war against me. Just one case in point, I was kicked off Google. Why? For the crime of telling the truth. Rumble. I don't trust Rumble. They are rigging me in a stealth manner for telling the truth once again. Because I've asked you to make sure you like, follow, and join my Rumble page at Paul McGuire. And I know you've done that. Yet I see the trajectory numerically, and it's modest, or it stays at a flat line. Let me tell you something. I've been on the internet since the beginning, the second wave, which is basically at the very beginning of the internet. And I know all the games that can be played with the internet. And they are deliberately suppressing me as they suppress many other truth tellers. In fact, the more truth you tell, and I tell a lot of truth, I tell the truth that most people, most Christians won't tell about the vaccination, communist China, and everything else. I'm telling the hardcore truth, and they don't want to hear that. So they use very sneaky algorithms and computer artificial intelligence to make it look like, to manufacture a lie that people are not listening to me. Well, fortunately, I have my own private, independently owned resources in which I can keep a numerical count, a numerical tracking via how many people join my Paul McGuire Prophecy e-blast list. And you see, when I see the numbers of people joining my Paul McGuire Prophecy e-blast list, and people are joining like crazy, and then I compare it to my Rumble channel, which is like, it's stuck. It doesn't grow, even when I ask you to support it, and I believe you are supporting it. How could that be? How could so many of my, remember, I'm not on just one social media platform. I'm on about 20. So I have a lot of ways to check and balance the information that they put out on me. And they are promoting lying and deceptive information about me because they want to suppress my impact and power. Why? Because I'm telling too much truth. And the more truth you tell, the more you're going to get persecuted. Now, when you look at people who never get persecuted, I can tell you right now, they're not telling much truth. So visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Remember, I've been on the internet for decades. Chuck Misler showed me the way to use the internet long before Christians even heard of the internet. They gave me a big advantage. And so I encourage you to go to paulmcguire.us. I need you to stand with me aggressively and join and like and follow my Rumble channel and rock the boat, if you don't mind, in a polite way. Challenge them. I mean, theoretically, if I ask for 5 people or 10 people to follow me on Rumble, you would think within 3 days there would be some kind of reflection of a numerical increase of 10 people or whatever, because it's been that way all the time before. It used to be that way on Google, but no, nothing happens. Why is nothing happens? Because somebody secretly is hitting the brake switch. And if you want to know who that somebody is, ultimately it goes into the control system of the deep state. People who are exposing the real truths and taking a real risk in doing so, we are the ones, I am the one, standing on the wall of the watchman blowing the trumpet and taking the heat for your family and your children. So I need you to stand with me, support me financially, above all, pray for me, and get in there and challenge by following, liking aggressively. Do it aggressively. Get your Bible study to do it. We're in a fight. You know, the left, the radical left, all the anti-Christian forces, they do it. They rally behind their frontliners. Why is it that Christians have a trouble rallying behind their frontliners in the spiritual battle? Well, it's not a matter of pride. I'm just one of the frontliners. There are others. But I'm doing it for you, and I need you to watch my back. You understand? I need you to watch my back financially with prayer and help me break and expose the rigging. And some of you have accesses and resources to do it. I'm not asking you to do anything beyond what you're comfortable with, but I am asking you to be a hero for God, because you were created before the beginning of time to be a hero for God. You are a hero for God. Now step out in faith and receive your mantle of anointing and receive your core identity, which is that you are a hero for God, and together we will take the land. I'm telling you, we will take the land. Amen. Visit paulmcguire.us. We'll be back in a second. You are listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Okay, what I'm about to share with you, what I'm about to communicate to you, may at first glance appear to be sensationalistic, and you may be tempted to pull back from receiving the truth of the matter. But I want to challenge you, and I want to exhort you that I am a meticulous researcher. I don't publish lies, falsehoods, innuendos, et cetera, et cetera. Everything I publish, all of my books are based on facts with verifiable documentation from mainstream sources. See, and I've been doing this for 45 years, so that gives me power and clout because I'm not a Johnny-come-lately. Notice how many of the so-called prophets who were prophesying and having visions and stuff. Notice how many so-called prophets who were running around during the Trump bid for the presidency of the United States of America. Notice how many of those prophets were giving all these prophecies. And then there were the mixed bag of some truth mixed in with the activity of intelligence agency psychological warfare experts. And these guys, I understand what they're doing because I am a self-taught expert in the area of scientific mind control and psychological warfare. No, I'm respected in the field across the world. That's why Colonel Michael Aquino, one of the highest level Satanists in the world, the second in command under Anton LaVey of the Satanic Church, and also, Colonel Michael Aquino was the head of psychological warfare for the U.S. Army. He was the head of the psychological warfare for the U.S. Army. And yet, he followed my articles, my talks, my podcasting, and read my books. Because even though we're on totally different opposite sides of the fence, him being a Satanist and me being a born-again Christian, he respected the fact that, even though he didn't agree with me, he respected the fact that I knew my subject matter, that I had done my homework, and to use a term that's used in selective circles and selective environments. There's an expression you may have heard of, which goes something like this. Game respects game. And the idea of game respects game is that you could have a criminal who's a highly gifted, horrific criminal, but he's on his game, he's an expert. And therefore he's a force to contend with. Game respects game. Then on the other side of the fence, you have, let's say, honest law enforcement or intelligence agency integrity. In those cases, you have people who know the game, who are on the white hats. They're the good guys. And so, even though you have the good guys and the bad guys, the white hats and the black hats, there's an understanding between the spiritually warring parties that over and above the earthly temporal conflict, each side is operating on its earned level and its earned knowledge and its earned acquisition of strategy, also known as the game. And each side has become a master of strategy, a master of full spectrum dominance, which could also be referred to as the game. And so in private conversations, and no, I did not use this expression to him, but without using the expression, we were both aware of the fact that on some levels, game respects game. In other words, the guy knows psychological warfare, which spins into spiritual warfare, far better than the overwhelming majority of Christians understand it. Okay? He knew that I understood the basics of psychological warfare, and when it came to spiritual warfare, probably had a far higher grasp of spiritual warfare than he did. Therefore, game respects game. And that's why he read my books and he read my articles, because he recognized he had no respect for Christians. And it wasn't just because he's serving Lucifer and Christians are serving Jesus. He had no respect for Christians because most Christians are not diligent. They're not committed to acquiring knowledge or acquiring learning how to wage warfare, also known as the game. So game respects game. We're on different sides of the fence, but he respected my very deep level knowledge of psychological and spiritual warfare. So, see, Christians need to step up their game. And not, if you're going to be a dumb, if you're going to be a dummy, I'm not putting anybody down. So just screw your head on like a light bulb properly, and then the light bulb will go on. I'm not putting anybody down. I am telling you what everybody in this society around the world already knows, except for a percentage of evangelical Christians. Evangelical Christians are not respected, generally speaking, in the realms of spiritual warfare, because game does not respect game. In other words, they do not have the reputation for being fierce, winning, conquering players in the war of spiritual warfare and psychological warfare. And because of that, they're not respected. And that makes them powerless. Because you see, if your enemy doesn't fear you, you don't have any power. And if you don't have any power, you're essentially useless on the battlefields of life. I learned that in the streets of New York City. I learned, I learned more on the streets of New York City about psychological warfare, spiritual warfare, than I did in most Christian training environments. Because you see, in street warfare, which I was a part of, you want to survive in the streets of New York City, you have to step up your game. If you're going to go into warfare in the streets of New York City, they can perceive whether or not you got game. They can perceive whether or not you're like a proverbial doofus. And if they sense that you don't have any game and you're a proverbial doofus, they're going to take you down. And this is not meant to be a joke, because it wouldn't be very funny. But every time I use that expression, they're going to take you down, because they will. I think of what Robert De Niro, the actor, said as he shouted from the back of the room at the Academy Awards. And he was talking of either, I think he was talking about Trump. And so he shouts out live on the Academy Awards, De Niro does. He shouts out the words, to Trump. He's calling Trump out, and he shouts out the words to Trump. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you all the way down to Chinatown. That's a little rhyme. It's a little rhyme that has been used on the streets of New York. And the threat that I'm going to take you down means I'm going to take you down. Okay, in a fight, you're going to lose. But more than that, De Niro adds the street expression, I'm going to take you down, I'm going to take you all the way down to Chinatown. And that means not only am I going to demolish you, of course he was bluffing, not only am I going to demolish you, but I'm going to take you down into a criminal environment where it's guaranteed, with the Chinese gangs and the Italian gangs that all hang out and habitate in Chinatown, that when I take you down to Chinatown, it's over for you. Once you're left alone on the streets of New York City, take you down, all the way down to Chinatown, it's over for you. Now, you know, obviously, I think that De Niro has far more bark than bite, but it made a good soundbite on national television. So, Christians need to step up their game. They need to be perceived as intelligent, logical, formidable, rational, and spiritual warfares that game respects game, that people in this society at all levels, whether it's science or truck driving or whatever, Christians, the word born again or evangelical Christian or whatever new word needs to come along to fulfill the definition of a term that has been degraded, whatever new word comes about regarding winning the spiritual battle, it has to be understood that it is the will of God in spiritual warfare that God's people learn how to walk in the power of God, be respected as a man or a woman, anointed by the power of God, clothed with power from on high, who possesses the wisdom and knowledge and power of God, and that God's people, the children of God, it should be their reputation, which it currently is not, but it should be their living at them on the moment reputation, that they are forces to be contended with, that you don't mess with the spiritual warriors of the Most High God, because they will take you down using the weapons of their warfare that are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Instead of having the proper reputation and the proper fear of the Lord that sweeps through society, and when the fear of the Lord sweeps through society, it keeps people in a state of checks and balances. Instead of walking in that kind of power and anointing, we have rejected that kind of power and anointing for a kind of playing church, please don't misunderstand the intent of what I'm saying. What I'm saying sounds cruel. It's not meant to be cruel. It's meant to be very hard and very tough. But I'm confronting, understand that with my words, I learned this a long time ago, with my words, as I seek the Lord God in prayer, and as my words are anointed by the Holy Spirit, and I use those words on the spiritual battlefield, I am engaging in spiritual warfare. And you're engaging in spiritual warfare. And we are either people that there's a proper role for the children of God to be feared by the servants of Satan. When the servants of Satan and the servants of Lucifer have no fear of the children of God, then that means the children of God unplug themselves from the dunamis dynamite power of God. And so when God's people unplug themselves from the dunamis dynamite power of God, they become a weakened force in the earth. So let me give you a case in point. We have David. David was a shepherd boy, a shepherd like Jesus, guarding the flock of God, the sheep or the Christians. Goliath, who was a Nephilim Rephaim, Goliath is mocking the entire armies of Israel, including King Saul. He's mocking them. He's strutting back and forth, facing the entire Israeli army, and he's mocking them because he knows they're not walking in power. They're not trusting in the supernatural dunamis power of God, and they're not using the spiritual armor of God. They're using the armor of the flesh. So David comes, but he's different. So King Saul offers David the usage of King Saul's, the best human engineered armor and swords, etc., that money could buy. That would have normally given David a distinct advantage in the battlefield when he was fighting Goliath. But David rejects the armor of Saul. And he is anointed by a different kind of armor. He's clothed with power from on high, not clothed with the armor of Saul. He's clothed with power from on high. And so the dunamis dynamite power of God is detonating in his inner man and anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit and walking right and looking right into the face of Goliath with supernatural boldness. From out of his inner man, he thunders as he looks into the eyes of Goliath, the giant. he thunders these words, "How dare you defy the armies of the living God?" Now that shook the spiritual dimension in which this battlefield was taking place. David grabs his slingshot, pulls out a stone from his slingshot, swirls his slingshot, releases the smooth stone, and with one shot, the smooth stone lands right in the middle of the forehead above the eyebrows of Goliath the giant. And Goliath the giant, hit by the smooth stone, drops dead on the battlefield in front of all the armies of Israel and in front of all of his armies, which were the mighty Syrian armies. David then walks up to Goliath, dead, lying on the ground, grabs his head by Goliath's long hair, pulls out the sword, I believe it was the sword of Goliath, and he chops the head off Goliath. He didn't do this to be cruel or pagan, because then he takes the bloody head of Goliath. This is psychological warfare. Wake up. He takes the bloody head of Goliath and holds Goliath's head up high for all the Syrian armies to see and for all the armies of Israel to see. And when the Syrian armies see Goliath's bloody head decapitated, being held up by David, the entire Syrian army flees for its life in absolute terror. At the same time, the power of God and the anointing of God comes down upon the armies of the children of Israel as they are filled with the dunamis dynamite power of God, the boldness of God, as they see God's champion winning a key victorious spiritual battle, not on carnal strength or human wisdom, but he wins the battle because he has put his faith in being clothed with power from on high. He's put his faith in the spiritual armor of God, and he is obedient to God by faith when God instructs him specifically and strategically about how to win the spiritual warfare. And then after winning the spiritual warfare, nothing David does is just, he's not doing it just to do it. He then goes into the phase of operating in high-level spiritual warfare and operating in high-level supernatural warfare, where he holds up the head of a decapitated Goliath. That's a form of psychological warfare which terrifies the armies of the Syrian armies, and they flee for their lives. And when all is said and done, the children of Israel and their armies and David are victorious in the battle. See how that works? See how that works? It's not that difficult. Game respects game in street vernacular. All right, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. David went in boldness to confront Goliath, and he was victorious. You and I must first be clothed with power from on high, must first be filled with the boldness of God and the dunamis dynamite power of God, which must detonate in our inner man or inner woman. After that happens, we move forward in faith and we take the land. That promise, I believe, on whatever level, whether it's a percentage level, whether it's a small level, whether it's a substantial level, the size of the level is secondary in importance to the fact that God's people chose to walk in faith in the spiritual battle. And whether they operated as a victorious remnant, relatively small, or they operated in a relatively medium-sized capacity, or they yielded themselves to a full-tilt boogie third great awakening revival spiritual battle, the numerical numbers are secondary to the fact of whether or not they walked in spiritual victory and were filled with the dunamis dynamite power of God. So I need you to join with me. I need you to go to paulmcguire.us. All of our electronic store is totally secure. You're protected. I need you to give a donation today. Just ask God. You don't have to complicate it. Asking God means simply saying, God, tell me, what would you have me donate or contribute to Paul McGuire and Paul McGuire Ministries? And then go to paulmcguire.us, and you can do it electronically, or you can go to our mailing address. But do obey whatever God tells you to do. then stand up for us in intercessory prayer. And finally, get in there. Some of you are very, I'm telling you, I know that there are people out there that are extremely gifted with computers and algorithms and rigging and everything else. I need you to be an invisible force on our behalf and take down the artificial barricades and barriers that have been erected by the enemy in an attempt to suppress the truth and the righteousness of the Bible, the truth and the righteousness of the gospel, the truth and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that's who you and I together, that's who we stand for. That's who you and I stand for. We're two or more of us gathered together in the name of Jesus Christ. If we ask him for anything, it shall be done for us. So let's move out in victory and take the land. I've already spent other shows telling you what the alternative to this is, but we need to take back the land. Enough is enough. The Pilgrims and Puritans came here. God confirmed the promises and the covenants through the birth of the American dream. God wants to use America in the last days to spread the gospel, to make disciples of all nations, to spread truth, to spread freedom. And God wants to use the true church in America, the true remnant last days truth in America. And you know if you're part of that supernatural body of Christ, because if you are, the resonating frequency of God's truth through the Holy Spirit of God, you can feel the resonation of the frequency of God. This is not New Age. This is simply a byproduct of when you're walking in truth. Remember, everything projected into the physical realm comes from the invisible realm. Everything projected in the physical realm is the product of specific numerical frequencies. This is why Joshua marched around Canaan, why Joshua marched around the walls of Jericho seven times, putting the musicians and the worship leaders in front of the soldiers. He marched around Jericho seven times. And the seventh time, just like in the book of Revelation, the seventh time Joshua marched in front of the fortified entrance of Jericho, and the musicians and worship leaders blew the trumpets and the shofars and banged the drums, etc. The vibrational frequency, the frequency of God, which emanated from the anointing that was upon them, the vibrational frequency released through the armies of Joshua as they marched around Jericho, the specific numerical vibrational frequency caused the walls of Jericho to shatter, buckle, and fall to the ground, and caused the mighty barricade doors of Jericho to buckle and shatter in response to the vibrational frequency of truth, which is the vibrational frequency of Almighty God. Wow. Wow. Talk about power from on high. See, Christianity was never invented by God to be a little tea and crumpet religion. There's a wonderful place there's what's called the Huntington Gardens in Southern California. And when you go there, it was built by this trillionaire, Samuel P. Huntington. And he recreates gardens and plants and flowers from all over the world. And it's one of the most nurturing, beautiful, stunning, Eden-like atmospheres you can physically walk around in this world. It's beautiful. Flowers and plants and landscapes that are just glorious. And then in the middle of that, near all these long trestles of rose bushes and other beautiful flowers radiating in red and yellow and pink, etc., there's this very quaint, antique, small little like a tea shop. And I go there with my wife and whoever she brings. And, you know, they have these little tea sandwiches and stuff and all around you. But see, what makes it beautiful is the ambiance, the beauty and the ambiance of the flowers in juxtaposition with the tea shop. And as you walk around, you see all these beautiful flowers. And it reminds you of heaven. It's a little taste of heaven. So as you pay attention, you feel what passing through your body in spirit, a kind of energizing, peaceful, soothing, uplifting force. Well, what that is the combination of the particular numerical frequencies being generated by the roses, the flowers, the little waterfalls, the other beautiful flowers surrounding the tea shop, All that ambiance, all that beautiful ambiance generates specific numerical frequencies of peace and healing and the Holy Spirit. Frequency is projecting into the physical landscape, and you can feel it because it heals you. It calms you down. It lowers your blood pressure. So when God's people march around Jericho and they're walking clothed with power from on high, and the frequency of God is coming down upon them, that frequency of God will not coexist with the evil frequencies of the walls of Jericho, the Nephilim and Rephaim giants that live in Jericho and live in all the other fortified cities of Canaan. These are tribes that worship Baal, that represents Satan, that worship Ashtaroth, which represents a female Satan, which represents Molech, which is another a satanic being. And they send out the vibrational frequencies of the demonic realm. And so our job is not to be passive and indifferent in proximity to the demonic realm. When we sense in our spirits things like child trafficking and children being abused sexually and tortured, when we sense in our spirit evil, or when through the gift, and every one of us have the gifts of the Holy Spirit, when we sense through the gifts of the Holy Spirit and we discern evil spirits operating in the lives of human beings, and other people can't pick it up, but we can pick up the vibrational frequencies of evil coming through these people, we have a choice. We can be indifferent. We can pretend we don't notice the evil that's encroaching upon us. Or we can confront the embodiment of this great evil and the demons that accompany it, just like David confronted Goliath. And then by praying in the Spirit, by exercising our authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take authority over the demonic powers, over the demonic frequencies, and we sever them with the sword of the Spirit. And then as we call upon the name of God in faith, we wage war in the invisible realm, and we use our God-given authority to break and bind all demonic power. We command all the demonic powers and the demons to be uprooted and cast into the lake of fire. And then we take dominion over the land that God has given us. And as we take dominion over the land that God has given us, we conquer the Luciferians and the Luciferian armies. We conquer them because greater authority, greater authority, which is the Lord Jesus and the biblical God, always greater authority forces lesser authority, like demonic authority, to surrender and to capitulate, always. Okay? So you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. We're in a spiritual warfare, and the Lord, I've been crying out to the Lord, as many of you may know or not know, I didn't disappear anywhere. The Lord pulled me back and commanded me to seek his face right around sometime before COVID broke out. I didn't know COVID was coming, but sometime before COVID broke out, God commanded me to pull back and spending time seeking his face, seeking his words, seeking his vision, inquiring upon him, bowing before him, worshiping before him, and yielding myself before him and crying out to him as the disciples cried out to God in Jerusalem, calling upon God to send them power from on high. So I cried out to God to send me a fresh anointing of power from on high. And the culmination of that was I wrote probably one of my most important books. You know, you look at the book, you look at the book through the eyes of Christ, it comes alive. It explodes with light. And I'm talking about my book, Power from On High. Power from On High will answer so many of your questions regarding New Age, occult, counterfeit power versus the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit poured out by God the Father. And the release of authentic, genuine spiritual miracles. So God called me to pull back and seek his face. And I have been doing that, and I continue to do that as best I can. That means repenting. That means seeking his face. That means calling out to him, crying out to him, and seeking the face of the Lord. And my main prayer above all my other prayers is I've been crying out to God, asking God to give me wisdom, a message, spiritual teaching, spiritual tools, spiritual truths. I'm asking God to give me those things so that I may equip his people to be victorious in this last day spiritual battle for America and the world, and to ignite an authentic, biblical, third great awakening. So I pulled back. I stopped doing conferences. I stopped doing appearances. I stopped doing, with the exception of my own radio program, the Paul McGuire Report. And I made one, I basically not appeared on anybody else's radio show for the most part, one or two exceptions. And I just pulled back because the Lord was convicting me. I'm not disparaging anybody else. I'm just telling you, the Lord was convicting me that Paul, it cannot be. Paul, if you continue on in on the way you were, then what you're doing before me, Paul, is simply business as usual. And Paul, I did not call you to minister in the format of business as usual. In other words, I didn't call you to go into a kind of autopilot ministry where you're just playing church and doing business as usual. In other words, you're just doing ministry the same old way that it's always been done. The Lord began to convict me and convict me and convict me, and the Lord began to work me over, which is a good thing. The Lord began to work me over, and the Lord began to call me to learn how to wage spiritual warfare in the authentic power of the Holy Spirit. And to teach these methods of warfare to God's people so that we can be victorious, and to whatever degree he allows us, we can take back the land that Satan has stolen from us in America and around the world. So I want to share, go to paulmcguire.us, and I need you to stand with me. You know, I don't like, part of running a ministry is you have to raise money. And the only way you can raise money is you have to ask the people to stand with you. And I trust that there's a contingent, a remnant of believers that can sense the Holy Spirit as I can. And when God speaks to you, you obey him in your giving and your praying and the burden of taking back our nation and our society. Okay, this is what I want to say to you. I've been crying out to God for, this is about 6 years now or more. I mean, it's hard to do what the Lord called me to do, which is basically stay in my prayer closet, okay, and seek his face, and don't come out until I have an authentic infusion of the power of the Holy Spirit. And so the Lord has been dealing with me about exactly what spiritual tools, what spiritual power, and what spiritual wisdom that his people must have, that must acquire in the last days in order to turn back the hordes of hell, to turn back the demonic powers, the Luciferian powers, the fallen angel powers, the occult powers, the occult science, the occult technologies. The Lord wants to turn that back and protect until he comes. So as I've been seeking the Lord and saying, Lord, give me teaching from your word. Give me instruction on your power. Give me understanding upon how to wage victorious spiritual warfare. Give me an anointing that I can pass on to my brothers and sisters. Equip me so I can equip my brothers and sisters in the spiritual war that we are currently engaged in. And I have, as best I can, I have cried out to God over and over again that he would give me these things so that I might give them to you. And oftentimes I would see a picture of an overwhelming alliance of Luciferian trillionaire machinery, their digital dictatorship, their great reset, their mind control technology, The fact that their usage of electromagnetic frequencies, which is the same thing as sorcery in the Book of Revelation, can be configured to manipulate, dominate, and exercise dictatorial control over every emotion, over every thought, over every action that any person would attempt to have or any believer would attempt to have. God's people do not know, for the most part, how advanced this EMF technology is. Everything from directed energy weapons to specific electromagnetic frequencies that can make you depressed, that can make you angry, that can make you confused, that can impart sickness and disease upon you. You need to understand, none of what I'm sharing with you is paranoia. I'm telling you the truth, and in my recent programs, I have backed it up with documentation proving that the electronic, the directed energy weapons are real, and they're using them now. Okay? God does not want his people just mowed down and slaughtered by these things. So I've been crying out to God with everything in me. I've been agonizing in intercessory prayer before the Lord. I didn't ask to do it. There's no extra. I'm not holier than any of you. I'm not any nobler than any of you. But the Lord placed a burden on me that I can't take off me. And it's a burden which often produces an agonizing weight of a calling that I can't just do nothing and watch God's people and God's children and God's grandchildren and those that would come to the Lord simply be destroyed and mowed down by the demonic armies entering the earth realm through various portals like CERN, etc. So I've been crying out to the Lord over and over again. And you listen to my programs, I go into detailed teaching. Study and show yourself approved. And so as I've been crying out to the Lord first began to show me pictures. And one of the pictures, and I want you, please, I'm asking you in all humility to listen carefully to what the Lord has put on my heart, because I'm trying to pass this viable strategy for victory. I'm trying to pass it over into your hands, especially if you're a pastor, a Bible teacher, or a Christian who has influence. The Lord, I kept seeing pictures from the Lord of an endless series and connection of apartment houses, apartment buildings with God's people living in them. I began to see an endless series of pictures of houses of all sizes and kinds, including portable houses, motorhomes of all sizes and shapes. I began to see pictures of all kinds of dwellings and places to live where God's people and other people live. And so it's like I have a supernatural vision of millions of people living in their separate worlds or separate environments. And they're believers, and they share a common burden for what's happening to America, what's happening to the world. They share a burden regarding the fact that they know we're in an all-out spiritual warfare between the armies of hell and the armies of heaven, between God and Satan. And I see millions of these people in their various environments of apartments, of portable homes, of houses, of condos, et cetera, et cetera. And yet, they're somewhat physically disconnected, and they're somewhat spiritually disconnected. And the Lord keeps speaking to my heart, and what he's saying to me is this, and I'm sharing it with you. I keep hearing the Lord say to me over and over again, Paul, Paul. He repeats himself because sometimes in my flesh, I don't hear him because I'm preoccupied like you with the wrong things. Paul. And I finally turn to the Lord, and the Lord shows me the picture of all these people in their different housing environments. And the Lord says, this is the answer you're looking for. There is in physics and in the laws of the universe, says the Lord, the laws of the universe, which I, the Lord God, created. One of the laws of my universe is the law of multiplication in power, and the law of multiplication in power due to unity and what happens in terms of the exponential increase of spiritual power and anointing when my people unite as one. So the Lord said to me, and has been saying to me over and over again, he's been teaching me this principle that this is the first time I've shared it publicly. And as the Lord leads you, I'm asking you to spread it far and wide. The Lord has been saying to me over and over again, Paul, you must tell my people that they have not been defeated. The idea of their defeat, Paul, is a total illusion. It's a lie from the father of lies, Satan. Satan is the father of lies. The defeat of my people in this war between my people and Lucifer, the false idea or illusion that they are defeated, is a lie of Satan, and Satan is a liar. The Lord is saying, if my people will operate in concert with my divine laws regarding spiritual power, the increase of spiritual power, the laws of physics, the laws of quantum physics, the laws of multidimensional warfare, if my people will assimilate these truths and anchor them to the Bible, Paul, then that will allow me to deposit in the hearts and minds of my people an incredible force of power known as the dunamis, or the dynamite explosive power of God. Paul, my people are fighting not flesh and blood, as they know and you know. We're not fighting flesh and blood, but our fight is against the principalities and the powers and the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Paul, I want you to tell my people what they must do specifically and practically in order to activate a quantum level increase in the level of exponential spiritual power detonated by the dunamis power of God, or the explosive power of the Holy Spirit. Right now, descending through various portals in the earth, portals like CERN, portals like altered states of consciousness through psychedelic drugs, portals like manufactured altered states of consciousness through various forms of meditation, etc. The embracing of satanic ideologies and doctrines. All of these things collectively and in unification are waging war against my people. My people are just beginning to wake up to the reality and the fact that the war that they're waging is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the principalities, the powers, the dark unseen forces of wickedness in heavenly places. And the Lord says, on one level, it appears that the battle is hopeless, that the war is overwhelming. The enemy is using a cacophony. The enemy is using a demonic, fallen angel, psychological warfare strategy in which the enemy, Satan, Lucifer, and the Luciferian and demonic armies are downloading an intensity of totally negative, totally despairing, totally defeatist, and oppressive forces in which the sum total is they're being overwhelmed by fallen angel technology and demonic forces that are attempting to obliterate them and crush them in the battle. But that is not my will, says the Lord. If my people will wage warfare according to my directives, according to my spiritual warfare strategy, says the Lord, when they come together as one, then they will not be in separate apartments and houses and structures and mobile homes, etc. They, when they all begin to turn to me simultaneously, when they all begin to turn their hearts and their intention and purposes towards me in prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, when they all begin to come boldly before the throne of grace through the blood of Jesus, the moment they begin to start to do that, the moment they begin to walk in obedience unto my purposes, says the Lord, what will happen is they, in my eyes, says the Lord, and within the context of the laws of the universe and the laws that I created concerning reality in multiple dimensions, says the Lord, when they all begin to turn to me in unity, when we all begin to cry out to me in prayer, as one, When they begin to actually do this, says the Lord, and repent of their disparity and repent of their division, says the Lord, over trivial things. When they begin to turn to me en masse, says the Lord, at that moment I will begin to pour out upon them power from on high, as power from on high was poured out upon the early disciples in the upper room on the day of Pentecost and in Jerusalem when they gathered together to seek the Lord. When they gathered together to seek the Lord in unity, the Lord said, then I poured out the dunamis dynamite power of God upon my servants. When the dunamis dynamite power of God exploded in their inner man and woman, they were electrified through the power of the Holy Spirit, and although they were separate beings, human beings, they became one in the Spirit. They became one in the Spirit, and then as they became one in the Spirit, nothing they proposed to do would be withheld from them. Anything they asked me to do, I would do. Whatever they asked me for in my name, I would do it. Such is the power that is released in the authentic Holy Spirit power of unification. And so, as my people right now respond to my call, says the Lord, I am imparting to you a secret that I am requiring you to give to my people in this last day's battle. A secret that, as you know, works for the wicked and works for the righteous, and that is the principle of divine unity. As my people call out my name and call out me for help and call out from me the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, when you look into the invisible realm, you will no longer see them as individually separated people living in separated compartments, living in separated houses, mobile homes, condos, dwellings of all kinds. They are no longer a separated people. As they begin to call upon me, the power, the force from the invisible realm will begin to be poured out upon them, beginning with those that I choose first, and there will be an awesome rush of spiritual dunamis power. There will be an awesome rush of the specific numerical electromagnetic frequency of God, and this will unify them, and they will not be separate entities. They will be interconnected, and as an interconnected entity known as the supernatural body of Christ, which is one, my awesome and intimate and infinite power will flood through them in an unprecedented manner. And as it floods through them, all the separate individual habitats will be joined together as one. And to every family and to every Christian that puts their faith in my ability to do this and more, the moment they activate my power with the key of faith and this unification of power and purpose and oneness occurs, What will happen, says the Lord, is there will be a mighty, unretractable flood and anointing, and the force of God and the power of God will be released through every family, through every individual, through every home, through every dwelling. It will be an unstoppable force, says God. And my spirit will burn and sear every demon. As I penetrate the darkness with both the agape force of God, the love of God, and with the dunamis dynamite power of God, there will be the equivalent of what occurs in a nuclear chain reaction or what occurs at the laboratories in CERN or what was taught and revealed in the movie Oppenheimer, who was the father of the hydrogen bomb or the first atomic bomb. All of these scientists discovered that when you take these separate subatomic particles and you accelerate the subatomic particles and they begin to spin in a submicroscopic realm and spin faster and faster and faster, they generate a higher and higher and higher level of vibrational frequency or power. And then, says the Lord, when these scientists deliberately collide on a submicroscopic level, these subatomic particles, when they are deliberately in the modality of a collision, it ignites a nuclear blast, the splitting of the atom, the splitting of subatomic particles ignites a nuclear blast that splits reality open, that splits the sky open, and great devastation can be released. A death force is released. However, this same level of power can be acquisitioned when my people seek my face and my people cry out in faith. This same level of power can be acquired by faith for the intent and for the purpose, not of death and destruction as exemplified by the statue of Shiva, who is the god or goddess of destruction. That entity, Shiva, is a destructive god who was doing a demonic dance of chaos and death. And that's why the statue of Shiva is on the desk prominently displayed in the headquarters of the World Health Organization, because they are a dispenser of death when it comes to biological warfare. Just like infinite destruction and death from the demonic realm can be released, so too the life of Jesus Christ, the same life power which resurrected Christ from the dead after he was made dead, after he was crucified. Jesus Christ, using the resurrection power of Almighty God, resurrected from the dead, the great stone was moved from the tomb, and Christ supernaturally ascended into heaven, preparing even now to return from the heavens to the earth with the armies of heaven. And so the principle, Paul, that I want you to share with my people is that the power for good, the power for love, the power for redemption, the power for healing, the power for restoration, the dunamis dynamite power of God, the power to overwhelm, overcome, and imprison the demonic entities and the fallen angels, the power to eject the fallen angels and the principalities and powers from their earthly positions, all begins when my people begin to seek my face in unity. It creates a subatomic or nuclear chain reaction in which the explosive force moves from one subatomic particle to another, creating chaos and opening demonic portals, such as the giant demonic portal of CERN. Now, that is not my will, says the Lord. That is the demonic counterfeit of the Luciferian elite. It is my will, says the Lord, as the Most High God, it is my will to release an explosion of the dunamis dynamite power of God, where on the subatomic level, the energy of the dunamis, the dynamite power of God, spreads from one subatomic particle to another. Except this is not the death force unleashed by Adam and Eve's disobedience in the Garden of Eden. In fact, this is not the death force or the Luciferian force at all. This is the release of the ultimate life force of Almighty God. And I am Almighty God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so as Almighty God, I will adhere to the laws of physics that I alone created. And there shall be a dunamis-like explosion, a transference of healing and energy, and the dynamite power of God and the agape love of God. It will move on a subatomic level from one particle to another, from one living entity to another, from one human being to another. And this energy, the life force of the biblical God, the energy of the life force of the biblical God will increase in acceleration. It will increase exponentially, bringing in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ along with the armies of heaven, bringing in the return of the new Jerusalem, the new heaven, and the new earth.
And as this, and as these powers and forces, living entities and consciousness and subatomic particles revolve and spin around my created universe on a subatomic level, as my people harness these energies by praying to me and claiming that which is to come by faith, it is I, the Most High God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, it is I alone who will release the awesome power of God, and I will anoint my people in the last days, and they will know my anointing as something which is more powerful than anything they've ever experienced before in this earth realm. The power of the Holy Spirit, which is about to come upon them in wave after wave of glory, not to be confused with false prophets, not to be confused with false Christs, not to be confused with false doctrine, not to be confused with Luciferian energies, but the purity of the power that I'm talking about comes directly from the throne room of God, upon which I, as God the Father, sit upon the throne. The Lord Jesus Christ sits upon the throne. And all of my children who are born again sit upon thrones with their names upon them. And they begin to move out by faith, and they begin to rule and reign this world and the invisible realm and the worlds to come. They begin to rule and reign all of these worlds as they choose to sit down on the thrones with their own names written on them in heaven. And let it be said in the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power forever and ever. In the glorious name of Jesus, amen and amen." This is Paul McGuire, and I pray in the name of Jesus that the supernatural energies of heaven will come down upon you now, and that you will know firsthand at this very moment, at this nanosecond in time, you will know that you know that you know that what I am pouring out of my heart to you individually and personally by name, what I am pouring out to you out of my heart is not the trivium of playing church or absurd childlike Christian rituals devoid of power, nor am what I sharing with you is the empty, hollow promises of power and resurrection and life via legalism. Hear me, says the Lord God. Hear me, says the Lord God. Jesus Christ did not resurrect from the dead due to legalism and the keeping of the law. My apostles, my servants, the man after my own heart, David, none of these men and women accomplished the victories on the spiritual battle due to their legalistic performance or their legalistic obedience to my word. My word is supreme, says the Lord God Almighty. My word is the final authority in the universe, says the Lord. But that which accesses my power, that which makes people born again, that which cleanses people of their sin, that which activates the supernatural dunamis dynamite power of God, it is always that which is this, says the Lord. Faith. By faith, people are saved. By faith, people are filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. By faith, you can pray and I will perform miracles. By faith, you can be victorious in spiritual warfare, even though in the delusion it seems like all is lost. By faith, you can, shall, and will be an overcomer with unprecedented authority. In my word, says the Lord God, especially in the book of Romans, it is from faith to faith. It is faith by which I created the entire world. It is by faith Adam and Eve ruled and reigned over planet Earth. It is by faith the disciples were able to receive the transmitted power, the miracles, and the healing
of Jesus Christ. All of this was done by faith. And so it is by faith that you will drive the enemy back. It is by faith that you will paralyze and destroy the globalist elite, the Great Reset, and other demonic entities. These demonic entities, says the Lord, these demonic entities shall not and cannot triumph over me, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, for I alone am the Lord thy God. I am the Creator. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will come down upon you now with all his force, his deliverance, his healing, his provision of material needs, his defense of your life in every avenue, and his overwhelming authority and his overwhelming anointing will come upon you, and it will be said of you, it will be observed of you, that you are clothed with power from on high. May the power of God come down upon you like rivers of living water. Let the dunamis dynamite power of God search and surge through your inner man and inner woman. And may you be the overcomer in the authority and faith of Jesus Christ that God called you to be, even in these last days. In the name of Jesus Christ, all of God's people, that's you and me, Paul McGuire, together. Together, you and I, wherever you are in America or across the world, and myself here in Southern California, we unite as one in prayer, and what we declare and what we agree upon in the name of Jesus, it shall be done for us in the name of Jesus by our Father who is in heaven. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Stay true. Raise the level of your expectation. Allow the Lord to fill you with his power and anointing. Grow in the substance and in the nurturing of the Lord. And above all, I say this to you as your brother in Christ, humbly, above all, become everything that God created you to be before the beginning of time. For God knew you before the foundation of the world and called you to be here for such a time as this. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Be sure to visit paulmcguire.us, paulmcguire.us. Stand with us. Donate, contribute, pray, help us with the rigging wars. Get the books at big discounts and pass them around. And most of all, do not allow fear to determine the geographic mileage of the promised land that God has called you to possess. God has called you to take the entire land, not just a little sliver of it, but the entire land. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire.